Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorced Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. I want to talk about a question that I've heard a lot from a lot of people, men and women, going through a divorce, and here's what they ask. I wanted the divorce, so why am I so sad? I want to answer that question, and I want to talk about sadness in general, and I want to talk about how mediation plays a role in helping someone go from sad to realizing that they're in a good place and everything's going to work out fine. To talk about this, I have a great guest, divorce mediator Ellen Feldman. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you. Ellen wrote an article called I Wanted the Divorce, So Why Am I So Sad? And Ellen's been a divorce mediator with her business partner, Brian James, since 2008. Is that true?
2007, but close enough.
Okay.
15 years.
I don't even understand it. Every time I say Ellen's been a divorce mediator since 2008, she looks at me and says 2007. This must be like the 25th time I've made that mistake.
Close enough.
All right. Since 2007. And her and Brian work as a team where you get both of them and you only pay hourly as the same rate that you would pay any other mediator, but you get both of them, which is wonderful because Ellen is a trained litigator. She was an attorney who was a litigator, and Brian is a parenting coordinator who has also been a mediator since before 2007. So they're a great team. They're wonderful people who are passionate about what they do. They're dedicated. They're experienced. I've known you, Ellen, what, for 10 years?
At least.
Yeah. And so I think Ellen is a great person to talk about this because, and here's my first question, Ellen. When people come into mediation, do you see a lot of sadness? Tell me about that.
We always see sadness, and you can never predict. I may have talked to one of the spouses on the phone first. Maybe someone will cry on the phone, but not necessarily. But probably 50% of the time, one person or the other is crying in the first meeting.
And
I think it's the realization that they're really going to go through this process.
That's what I was going to ask you. Why are they sad? Okay, there's realization. There's also maybe guilt can cause sadness.
There could be guilt if they're the person who wanted it or cheated or decided they were done with the marriage. There could be anger or sadness if their spouse said, I'm done. I want to get divorced. Let's do this. I think it's a mixture of who initiated and feeling of failure that they can't fix things.
Feeling of failure. And also, you might be sad about your divorce because maybe you still love your spouse, even though you know divorce is the best thing for both of you because you've tried and tried and gone to therapy and suffered together for years. And you know the divorce is the best thing, but you might be sad because you still love the person or you still love parts of the person, you know, or maybe you love the person as a friend and you just know it's not right being married. So,
and you love what that person was with you. You love, you know, the relationship the way it was and it was when you fell in love and had these children together and all that goes into
it. Right. And you're thinking about what it was like when you first met and why did we lose that and why did he or she have to change? Why did he or she have to cheat? Why did he or she become an alcoholic? Whatever the reason is, you're just sad because you're thinking about the beginning of the relationship and also the missed opportunity of celebrating your 60th wedding anniversary together when you're old and gray and you have great-grandchildren. So you're mourning the loss of something that you never are going to have, that you are fantasizing in your mind would have been really wonderful.
Right. And you don't even necessarily know what how that's going to look, what it's going to be like when your kids get married, what it's going to be like when you become a grandparent for the first time, what it's going to be like when your kids graduate from high school and you think, now I can't even look at this person. How am I going to sit next to him or her at graduation when our kid graduates?
Right. So as you are going through the mediation process with a couple, what do you see happen with sadness? Like, how does it play out? What does it turn into during that process in your experience?
It turns into acceptance. It turns into a calmer, less angry attitude towards their spouse. I mean, I've told you in every podcast we've ever done, the best part of mediation is the communication piece. So when you are sitting with this person now on a computer screen, talking about your kids and your finances and who's going to make decisions and what religion you're going to expose your children to, all those kinds of things, you're learning how to problem solve with this person who you're no longer going to be married to. And that goes a long way towards feeling calmer and less anger and at less angry and less sadness, because right. You realize you can work together.
Because honestly, the way I view mediation is, everyone says like it's a business deal, you know, you're not putting personal feelings in it, but I think that you can't help putting personal feelings in. Like, your job and Brian's job is to get people to agreements. So it is really like a business deal, but what ends up happening, as you were saying, is you are forced to communicate. And then when these deals are being made and you're communicating about other things, personal things always start to bleed into it in a good way. And then people let go of all this resentment and hostility because now they're having these real conversations. And maybe they get some closure. Maybe they feel more calm. Maybe they find a little bit of respect for their ex that they didn't have, because maybe they gave in on some issue that they really never expected the ex would. So all these really good things come out of mediation in a personal way, I believe, not just business. Well, and as you said, it all comes down to the fact that you're learning how to communicate.
Right. And it's making you see, like you just said a few minutes ago, it's making you see that you can make decisions and agreements with this person. They may have cheated, they may be an alcoholic, they may be all kinds of things, but if you can make decisions together for your children, for your finances, for your whole future, you're going to feel a lot more hopeful and hopefully a little less sad about the process.
Let's address the question, I wanted the divorce, so why am I so sad? So tell me, when you see people in mediation, there's probably three scenarios. Either the wife wants the divorce, or the husband wants a divorce, or I should say, if it's a same-sex couple, one person wants the divorce. So you've got somebody dealing with the fact that the other one broke up with them. You also have people coming in where, you know, the other person chose the divorce. And then you have couples who they both agreed that the best thing to do would be to get divorced. So there's three scenarios. So for the people who say, I'm the one who wanted the divorce, so why am I so sad? What do you say to those people?
Because there's a lot of guilt. If you're the one who wanted the divorce, or you're the one who gave up on couples counseling, or you're the one who cheated.
You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, divorce mediator Ellen Feldman, and we are answering the question, I wanted the divorce, so why am I so sad? Before we move on, I want to mention two Divorced Girl Smiling partners that I think you're going to want to know about if you're in need. The first one is divorce attorney Tiffany Hughes, who is based in Chicago, and she also practices in Florida. I have known Tiffany for 2 years. I've watched her practice grow. I've referred her to some people, And really, they have all been very pleased with Tiffany. She is a good litigator, and she also will facilitate mediation. So it's the law office of Tiffany M. Hughes. You can find her there or on Divorced Girl Smiling. The second person I want to recommend is the newest Divorced Girl Smiling partner, and her name is Catherine Becker Good. And Catherine is a divorce attorney in Massachusetts, and she was recommended by a couple of other Divorced Girl Smiling professionals who think the world of her, and I can see why. Had a great conversation with Catherine recently. She's been practicing for 31 years, and she said to me, "I treat every client as if they are my only client." I felt like I got this really good vibe from Catherine, that she is humble, she's compassionate, she cares so much and has a passion for helping men and women going through a divorce. And you can find Catherine at cbgoodlaw.com or on divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Ellen, I'm sure you have clients who have said to you, "My sister keeps saying to me, why are you so sad? You wanted this. This is what you wanted." You ever have somebody say that to you?
All the time.
And isn't it sad? I think the people saying it aren't bad people, but they're thinking to themselves like, well, this is what she wanted, so why is she sad? I'm going to say this to my listeners. If you wanted the divorce and you're sad, that is totally understandable and totally normal. Even if you wanted it, you're grieving. You know, nobody wants to be divorced. So obviously, you just, whatever happened, you felt that divorce was the best decision. That doesn't mean you're not going to be sad about it. You have every right to be sad.
And you have to process that your whole life as you envisioned it is different now. You're a single mom. You may not have as much free time. You may have to make decisions at the in the spur of the moment when your spouse isn't there to say, "What do you think? We need to do this or this or this." I think it's, you know, it's the things we talked about before, being at graduations together, having grandchildren together. You're, if you wanted it or if you didn't want it, your dream of what your relationship was going to be is shattered.
All right. Now, I want to bring up one more thing before we close. A lot of people feel the sadness come on later. So you might go through a divorce and you feel extremely overwhelmed, scared, angry, resentful, really bitter, hating your ex. So sadness really doesn't come into the picture maybe until everything is over. And then now there's no mediation sessions to go to anymore. The divorce is final. And maybe now you're just sitting there going, "Huh, well, I'm not really mad anymore." Yeah, you might say, "What did I do?" Which, by the way, that's not abnormal to feel that way. It doesn't mean you made a mistake. It just means maybe that you're freaking out and now you're thinking, "Oh my gosh, I'm divorced now and I didn't think I'd feel this way, but I'm sad. So maybe I didn't do the right thing." That's not true. But you could be sad much later just because those other feelings are now fading, the panicky feeling, the stress, the anger, and now you're just left with like, "Huh, I'm really, really sad, and wow, it's all over." And that is very normal too. And any advice for people who feel that way, Ellen, like the sadness after?
I think just be good to yourself. There's no timeline. You know, try to be with a friend, try to do some new activity, try to take a different class, go to the library, see what they're doing at the library, walk into a bookstore, join a book club. I mean, you know, go to the gym at a different time. It's similar advice to what I would tell my friends when their child was going off to college. Like, now you have evenings to yourself. Maybe go to the gym then, or start a book group then, or see if a friend wants dinner, or you have this time in your life that you didn't have, and you sort of need to fill up some of it so that you're not just sitting around being sad and feeling sorry for yourself.
I love this advice. And you're right. We're all in our routines, and it's hard to start something new. Everything Ellen's saying is like healthy choices. Don't start drinking wine every night just to soothe your loneliness and sadness. Instead, join a book club. Call like your synagogue or your church and see if they have any groups for divorce support or even any kind of group activity where you're going to stay social. That is very key. So I'm not telling my listeners to go out and date because you should be social. What I'm saying is if you're not ready to date, make sure that you're with people for part of the week, not that you're sitting home every night. Do something a few times a week just to be around people of your similar interests, just to have interaction with people. Get a group of girls together and say, let's meet for coffee every Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, or anything. Like, put together your own group. Staying social is very key. So is staying physically active. So is eating healthy. So is staying cognitively stimulated, like, for example, doing puzzles and really working your brain. And it's really funny because as I'm saying this, these are the same things we tell elderly people.
True.
That it's going to keep you from becoming depressed and it's going to help you age better. So those are the things. Eat healthy. Stay physically healthy as much as you can by working out. Follow your passion. Stay social. And what was the other one? And exercise your brain.
Mm-hmm. And really, just get involved. I mean, call a friend you've never been with. Someone you think is a nice person whose kid is the same age as your kid, or who you've seen them at the gym, or you see them in line at Starbucks when you treat yourself once a week, even though you don't have a lot of money to do that. Whatever might make you feel happy.
This is a great conversation, Ellen. I have loved this. Thank you for being here. All right. If you, let's say, start playing canasta, and you go and you're in your group, you're not going to come home and be really sad and depressed about your divorce. You're going to come home and think, oh, I really like those girls. They're so nice. I had so much fun tonight, right?
Right.
And so I'm not saying don't allow yourself the time to be sad, but what you're going to be doing is crowding out that sadness by filling it up with enriching your life.
Back to, it's a good distraction. You did something new. 100%. You did something different. You met some new people, and who knows where it'll lead.
Ellen, we're on the same page. Thank you again for being here. Love having you.
You're
as
welcome.
Usual. If you want to learn more about Ellen Feldman and Brian James, the name of their company is CEL & Associates. They are a team of divorce mediators. Their website is celandassociates.com. You can find them on the web, or you can find them at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. And if you want to find other resources or read more articles or listen to more podcasts, come see me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you real soon.